Now I will request Dr. A.K.N. Amulhaq, Professor at East West University and also an Emeritus Scholar, Unnayan Sharma, Bangladesh. His throat is not cooperating, but I hope you know he will still make some good points.
Thank you. My voice is almost gone. Sorry for that. Thank you, Chair, for giving me the time to speak on this issue. This is not an issue that I would say my favorite. Obviously, I'm sitting beside a person who is the guru of political economy, Kratir. So when you ask me to speak on the political side, I take back the hat of academic and say, look, what we should look into it. If I look into it, I give you a story so that we understand the whole idea and come back to the MBA. If you look at before partition, partition of India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, that time, 47, I went to a place in Faridpur called Bhanga. Most people may not know this place. This was a place I went with Professor Sarpartha Dasgupta, because it was one of the school in Bhanga where he studied. So when he was visiting Bangladesh, he told me that he wants to go to Bhanga. And for me, it was the first trip. For him, he's going back to the same school. It was a 100 years old school. We went there and I realized Bhanga is nowhere in the terms of what today's Bangladesh is. It's still Bhanga means broken. It's actually Bhanga. But 100 years old, there was a good school and it was running. That is because, and that's what I started thinking on that day, that is because it was connected to the Kolkata. Now, after the partition, the connection was broken. And Bhanga basically became Bhanga. What I mean that the communication and connectivity is a very important story. If you look at Bangladesh, east and west within Bangladesh, the bridges, Podda Bridge we are fighting for, if you look at it, Jamuna Bridge, the other one, the bridges has brought the connectivity between the two part of the same country and change the economy. So the transportation network's impact on the economy is very important to see. Now, having said this, when you look at this agreement, which is a BBIN, I always look at BBIN, look at it a big I, not a small I, which some of the speakers have already mentioned. This Bangladesh is a small B, Bhutan is another small B, and then you have big I, and the big I is so big. There's anything you to discuss, the issues actually goes somewhere else. And that's what the important for us to remain focused, because I think when you look into it, and this is why I think the way we look at the stakeholders, even though theoretically it is true, bigger trade is a better economic progress. But if that is so true, then why Brexit happened? If that is so true, why Trump came? So I think from an academic point of view, we should look carefully, not as a from point of view that look, there are different political groups, different stakeholders. And if you want to progress, you need to look into the interest of the stakeholders. So the challenge is not to say there's a net benefit out of this connectivity. I think everyone knows it. The challenge is to find out systematically who are going to be loser, who are going to be gainer, and how do you tackle them? There are obviously, if I look at the just between Bangladesh, India, Bhutan, you've got 20 different stakeholders you can look into it. The women is a group of stakeholders. Environmentalist is a group of stakeholders, if you just look into it. While trading is exporter, importer is a stakeholders, people themselves will be different kind of stakeholders. So they look at two aspects of trade. One is what we normally see, which is the gain from trade. The other one is the risk from trade. I think that is a very important one. Colonization itself was a movement of free trade and ended up into a colonial world. So I think that is the challenge for people to study. When we say we want to progress it, we should not fall into the same trap of colonization. So how do you steer a good connectivity? That should be one of the focus of a very good study, to see the risk, to see how this will eventually move. So when I look into this particular aspect, my own feeling is that some people talked this morning, and I think this is important, which is when you move a truck between forest reserves, protected areas, completely different story will come. So stakeholders will be completely different. The stakeholder that you see today and the stakeholder that will appear in the future are not going to be the same. To me, even once you open up the border, the grouping within stakeholders is going to change. The groups that you see today, which we are all here, the new groups will come and discuss about it. So I'm trying to look into this real hurdle that has to be looked into and carefully simulate. Said, look, these are the different trading arrangements that you can do. Under these, who are the risky group and how do you deal with their concern and risk? Whatever they have. They have their risk, and even if you look at Bangladesh, India, I was discussing during the lunch break that Rampal power plant is in big trouble with this group of stakeholders. So most stakeholders could be quite powerful, quite be popular, and they could lead to a different ball game. So I'm giving you the point that I think my own meaning is that it's not the net gain that we're looking at. It's actually the risk, and analysis of risk is very important. I hope the study will look into that, because that is a very important area. Gain was nobody's concern. Everybody understands there will be gain. And it's not the gainers who will talk. Gainers will push the vehicle ahead. It's the losers, they will start talking. And I think analytically, if we want to move, my humble suggestion would be to look into those risks. I'm an academic, that's what I'm saying. So that risk is a very important risk that we should look into. In terms of when I look at the other groups within this region, not only the environmentalist women, remember small business is a very important group. This was also discussed. I think their advantage and disadvantage should be looked into. We always know, it's a very good example of understanding gains from trade. I think in India it was Hallmark was who some of the retailers came, and remember the small businesses all protested. So the issue should be understood that when you bring those big trading groups, how the smaller businesses will deal with it. That risk must be analyzed and must be taken care of. Otherwise, what we have agreement is a good framework agreement, but in order to implement it, there will be lots of issues coming up. And obviously this is the first study, so I expect the study to look into those, at least flag those issues, because these are the difficult issues for us. I think I will stop here. Thank you.
Thank you, Anand. As he is always, he's a very sharp mind. He will put you on the spot and really struggle to really come out of it. Given his critical comments, I think I will also request the audience to think about his challenges, and then come up, if you can, how do we really address those challenges. And if you can hint at that, the study will be better off, because then they can really engage their mind in that direction. The same request is also for the other panelists. If you can also put your mind on the issues which Anand has pointed out. Time and again, even in the inaugural session, the Pradeep Da and Bipul and others talked about, people on the ground all the time. They talked about people on the ground. And people on the ground, as he said, are differentiated. There are small businesses, there are large businesses, there are men, there are women, there are laborers, there are unionists, union leaders. So there will be many groups. And how they will really, react to the new situation, we need to anticipate. And I think a good study must flag those kind of risks, as we mentioned about. But doesn't matter that we should get bogged down. We really should try to how to overcome this kind of challenges. Because that's the reason that we will be in the study. We will try to take all the stakeholders and talk about it, discuss their concerns, and try to implement in a manner so that this becomes a viable option. So with this, let me request